I'm sorry, Teresa, you were saying?
I must say, it would be a little bit reassuring if the person who was right there with the sign would admit, I'm the one that forgot to mute. Then we would, I think, be a little bit more at ease, because it seems like at times people are intentionally being disruptive by not muting.
Perhaps they're just embarrassed that they've forgotten to be charitable.
Perhaps. My question was, do we need to redo any paperwork now that we have the additional two members on the national board?
Thank you.
No,
Arlene?
We do not need to do any additional paperwork. They were acknowledged in the form that was submitted, and, it was with an asterisk that this was in contention, and it was the board as of whatever date that was submitted. But we did include their names as potentially part of the board.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Are there any other questions for the CFO before we move along?
Yeah, Ken
agenda?
To the stack.
Ken, go ahead, please.
LaVorne, regarding the training, you said it was $6,000 for 6 weeks of training?
Hello?
No. Oh, no. Those are two different subjects.
Hello?
No, the training for the business managers actually is 160. What were you referring to?
You shouldn't be giving figures on the air.
There are people speaking who are not currently recognized again.
Okay,
go ahead, LaVorne, please.
So the $50,000 in 6 weeks is a project that I would like the board, the Pacifica National Board, to do with us to raise $50,000 in 6 weeks. That's a project.
That's income. I understand.
Yeah,
income.
Training.
Yes.
How much was
the
training?
No, that's not the training. No.
I'm asking for what was the cost of the training for the business managers? Was there an estimate for that?
That would be a contract. I think we should be giving that in closed session.
But still for open session, has National had the opportunity to investigate online training that would be available for Great Plains Software? Because training goes in steps, and you got to keep improving your levels. And you
that's
get
exactly
fab rotation and so forth.
I'll send you the name of the firm, and they're going to send me an estimate, but I know what their cost is, and I can give you that information. But it's exactly that. It's online. The training cost is you can have up to 10 users at this cost per hour, and I've spoken with the person. They're ready to go. I've talked to some of the business managers, or we had talked at the prior meeting, so they're ready to go, and we talked about this at the time. So, the training will be tailored specifically to the needs of our business managers, and it will be both just the basic Great Plains training plus the report writing. And so the report writing, I think we had suggested that we could invite treasurers also to attend so that they can understand what the needs are and how the business managers will be able to generate the reports on a monthly basis.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, LaVorne, a point of information. The $6,000, the $50,000, is that doing the car donation? Did I misunderstand you? Or I apologize. I feel I missed a point there in terms of the...
No. Car donations is a different topic.
Okay. I'd call someone to order, but I can't hear well enough to do that. So please, everyone, be careful. I'm sorry, LaVorne, could you just repeat just what is it that would be raising this $50,000 in 6 weeks exactly?
This is basically how it works. It would be a project that the board would have. Well, the board and whomever else we would like to participate. And what you would do is you would identify in each one of your listening areas a number of people who have given or perhaps would like to give to the foundation. And the board members would be assigned a number of people, and then you would either call them or go and visit with them, and the goal is to raise $50,000 in 6 weeks.
Okay, essentially a major donor campaign of sorts.
As it was emphasized at some of the meetings, is that, our funds come from the listeners, average listeners, so that just means you would have to call more listeners who are not major donors in order to raise those funds, and then we would also call major donors.
Okay, thank you.
We welcome all.
We'll take all your money, thank you.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead, please.
Levarne, so are you recommending that we coordinate this with the station in order to identify the major donors? Or to identify listeners at large other than, you know, our own personal friends, which may not be adding up to 50,000.
I could hardly hear you, but I think I know the question that you're asking. You're asking, are the donors coming from a list that we have here at the national office, or the list from each one of the radio stations? Is that the question?
Well, she was asking, are we going to the stations to get this, or are we expected to just, if I'm correct, because I had trouble hearing Lydia as well.
It will be a project where the names would actually, we would determine what it would be, looking at the list from the stations and also looking at some of the national office. We have a list that we also send out in our direct mail. So we would determine who those would be, along with the general managers, if you have development directors, and we would have those lists of names, and we would assign them to the board members and to other stations who would like to participate.
Okay, and
the names that are coming from the station list, the dollars raised from those people would be going to the station.
And would this be coordinated in conjunction with the development task force and the national office or something along that line?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Are there other questions for the CFO before we move on in the agenda?
This is Nia Farmer. I have a question.
Go ahead, Nia, please.
I'd just like to know.
If you could speak up, it's kind of difficult to hear you, please.
There's just a lot of crackling.
Thank you.
I'd just like to know, where are we in terms of being on time with our budget?
You know, I'd have to go. We have not go at our next finance committee. We'd have to go over that. I really can't give you the details on that. We'd have to go into our finance committee meeting, and then we can give you an update on that. I can't tell you offhand.
Thank you. Okay.
Has the process started? Did you start the process already? Do you say we're not so late this year?
I'm sorry, Nia, can you repeat? It's very difficult to hear you, please.
I'm asking Levarne or Tracy, that has the process started? Just we're not so late this year like we were last year.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, this is Tracy. I guess I can address that.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
The Finance Committee has a projected timeline. Right now, the timeline, as you guys know, is fairly aggressive. Some stations are doing pretty well on the timeline. A couple are lagging a couple of weeks behind, but that's okay because we have a couple of weeks lag time built into the schedule. On June 14th, we'll do an update of where everybody is at, and hopefully we'll be looking at our first draft budget. I'd be happy to release that to the PNB once we put it together. So that would be about 2 to 3 weeks. And my sense of it is that basically we are at this point pretty much on time and on schedule, and no, it is not looking like we will be late like last year. That could change, but I'll try to keep the Finance Committee apprised of how things are going and, you know, give you guys a heads up if it's looking like one or more signal areas are getting into trouble, but I don't see that yet.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Teresa, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My question is, if we proceed with an attempt to run the PNB meeting in the last weekend of August, is there any chance that we could have the budgets done by then to present to the PNB?
Thank you, Teresa.
Tracy, you know, the goal, as Tracy said, is to get the budgets done. So, you know, we are looking at we don't know if they will be final at that time, but we would probably have some consolidated version of a budget. So, and the final budget probably would have to be approved on a later conference phone. But we would definitely shoot for a preliminary consolidated version in late August.
Okay. Thank you, LaVarne.
Sure.
Are there other questions? Okay.
I do okay. have another question.
Go ahead, Teresa.
At the face-to-face meeting in Houston, we were supposed to get a budget on a zip disk, and we had the zip disks from the archives. I never have received it, and I want my premium. I want my zip disk from the archives.
I still have those, Teresa, and I would like to get that to you. And that we will. I do have them. So I would like to give that to you, which is the zip from with an archives.
You have my address on file.
I want to put relevant information on there, and I will do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions for the CFO portion of this before we move on in the agenda?
Okay, this is LaVarne. Can I just ask one question?
Of course, LaVarne.
Thank you, Summer. You know, I was talking about this $50,000 in 6 weeks, and people were asking questions. So I guess my question is that, is this something that the board, you know, think that we can do as a board and working with the staff at the station, the general managers, program their directors? Is this something that you think would be a good thing for us to do? Or is there some people who have concerns about doing this?
Point of order, this is Ken. Should I go to the stack on that?
Of course, Ken. Go ahead.
I think it's a very appropriate question, but we certainly can't answer it in a round table over the telephone. If you want to send
a
survey,
send to the board. I'm sorry.
Yeah, send out a survey to the board, and if you could just give us some information about what the time and the obligations are. You know, I hate to say, yeah, I'm there. I'm right behind it without knowing what it is. So, but I would just recommend you send out a survey so we don't go off agenda at this meeting.
Thank you, Ken.
Warren. Yeah, I'll just send you the pack. I'll send each one of you. I'll scan it and send you what it looks like, okay?
Thank you. I'd appreciate that. And just to follow up on that, what Ken is saying, LaVarne, I think part of the question of commitment has to do with what the money is being utilized for, because that affects what you ask people, you know, when you're asking them for money, and, you know, what its purpose is, how it's being utilized, et cetera. So, yeah, if you could send information to us, I think that would help in terms of people's commitment and understanding of what's involved. And, I mean, I think everyone's in favor of raising money, but it does help to have more particulars.
This is Lydia.
Thank you. Lydia?
Yes, but even though we're all in favor of raising money, but I don't think that as board members we have officially done that much. I mean, we ask our friends to join and so on and so forth. This is something different. You know, we probably won't know these people, but I think it's a very excellent practice because most nonprofit boards ask their board members to do this. And
I call the agenda. Now we're going off topic again. We're starting to talk about something.
There's a chair.
I'd rather talk about vacationing in Europe.
Okay. Everyone, please.
Let's get to the agenda.
Go ahead. Just finish your comment,
it's
Lydia.
A part of
and
the
so
agenda.
I think that LaVarne did give us sufficient to at least preliminarily say that we are in favor of helping to devote ourselves as board members to raising money in a very concrete way, not just with our grand ideas about programming and whatever, which are wonderful. But anyway, that is my comment.
Thank you, Lydia. So, okay, so LaVarne, I think you're going to go ahead and send us more information, correct? LaVarne?
Yes, I was downstairs.
You were muted.
in the package. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, very good. All right, if there are no further questions for LaVarne at this point, then we can go ahead and move on in the agenda. Thank you. And so that brings us to what I put right under committee reports, which was invitation to KPFA members Dan Siegel and Laura Privis to join committees which lack a director from KPFA at this time. To preface that, I went ahead and pulled up the minutes from the February in-person meeting, and we managed to not have to have any runoff elections at that meeting. Even when, like, two people wanted to serve on the same committee, everyone agreed to be cordial and collegial about it and simply move around and take a different committee. And so we were able to have no elections and simply have people take committee assignments. at this point in time, and I'm not asking you to make a decision this evening, but I'm just going to say what the following committees are, which do not have a director from KPFA serving on them at this point. The Audit Committee, the Affiliates Task Force, the Archives Task Force, one second, the Elections Committee, the Programming Committee, and the Technology Committee. And I don't believe I've missed any others. So it's six or seven committees. One, two, three, yes. Four, okay, five. Okay, so it appears five. Oh, six, yeah, six. Okay, so six committees presently don't have a director from KPFA. So I guess I'd like to ask each of you, Dan and Laura, would you like me to go ahead and send you a list of those committees and perhaps...
Point of information.
Yes, and I have a point of information as well. This is Lydia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I heard Campbell and then Lydia.
Yes.
You can to the stack.
Madam Chair, have the new members received a complete listing of the committees and the population of these committees?
I don't believe so. That's what I'm covering right now. I was going to go ahead and send a copy of the Houston Minutes to them, which would list those committees and both the committees that have that are fully populated and the committees which are still missing a member from their signal area, in the hopes that perhaps they would choose amongst the committees that have no representation, since there are six of them presently.
I would think that it would be perhaps more appropriate to allow them to look at the full picture before making determinations.
Well, I wasn't planning to, as I just stated, I wasn't asking them to make a commitment tonight, and I wasn't planning to send
That's
them
fine.
Only those committees. I was going to send them the full minutes, which would list all of the committees, obviously.
Okay,
point of
thank
information?
You.
Thank you, yes. I heard Lydia.
Teresa, point of information.
Okay, Lydia had a point of information too, I believe. And
yes, over the weekend I happened to have listened to the full meeting in Houston, and unfortunately, because of the work I'm having done here at my place, I'm not hooked up right now to my email. But I did a transcription exactly of what you announced on Sunday morning with regard to this. Carolyn Burden asked what we would do if Dan and Laura were seated. And, of course, you said hopefully they would be able to find something where there is a vacancy. But if not, that we would have an election. Those were your exact words, and it is on tape. And I could send you the exact point on the tape where it is, but not at this particular moment until later this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lydia.
Ken's on the stack, too.
I wasn't, just to address that, I wasn't intending this as an inquisition, nor was I suggesting that they didn't have a right to be on the other committees. I was merely prefacing my remarks with the fact that everyone at the meeting, even when there were people who wished to serve on the same committee, we're very gracious about simply choosing different committees. Obviously, I'm not trying to truncate their rights to serve on a different committee if we need to hold a runoff election. I'm simply pointing out that currently there are six orphan committees that could use additional members. Ken, and then Teresa.
Hi. I have a misunderstanding, which maybe the chair could help me with. I thought points of information were when you did not understand something and are not to be used to interject arguments about motions or to point something out to other people. It's like, I didn't understand what you said. That's a point of information.
The other statement,
I do want to make a statement. I have a lot of respect for the members, Dan Siegel and Laura Previs, and I think they can and respond to the chair's recommendations by themselves without support from other members on the committee. I'd be most interested in hearing what they want to do.
Well, I had thought so also, which is why I asked to hear from them, but several people have wanted to speak first. So, and you're correct about points of information. They're not intended to be a means of giving an exposition of thoughts and opinions, but I'll have to be a firmer chair about that issue. Teresa, please.
Yes, my point of information is if they are willing to state what committees they might, at least right now, want to serve on, they can so state, correct? I would like to encourage them, if they would like to be on the affiliate task force, to speak now.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. And I was not intending to put people on the spot because frequently people would like to think about where they would like to expend their time, since we all know quite a bit of time is invested in committees. I'm going to call on you. Dan, would you? What I'm asking is if it would be all right if I send you the minutes from the Houston meeting, which will list all of the committees and their current composition, and if you have any objection to that, I'd like, you know, feedback from both you and from Laura in terms of your desires in terms of dealing with getting on some committees here.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, I think Laura may have a more firm view than I have,
because
we have actually communicated a little bit. I would like to see the list and make a decision. I'm not quite prepared to commit myself today, but Laura might be.
Okay, and I was hoping that I could send you both these minutes this evening, and then if the two of you are in agreement, and depending on whether there's some other committee that you really want to serve on that somebody's already on, but anyway, you could communicate back to me as chair that, you know, I would like to serve on this committee, and then I could simply direct your information to the chair of the respective committees so that you can get involved as quickly as possible with those committees. Laura, could you tell me your thoughts, please?
That sounds fine to me.
Okay.
Have you send an email, and we'll work from there.
Okay, great. Thank you. And obviously, you know, converse back and forth with me on that if you have any questions. But there are, you know, presently six committees which could really use, you know, both of your participation. So, okay, fantastic. Then if neither of you have an objection, then that's what I'll do. I'll go ahead and send you those minutes this evening after we're done with the call, and then you can take a look at what's going on with the committees and then get back to me, and then hopefully we can get you involved with committees very shortly, okay?
Point of information.
Summer.
Thank you. Point of order and then the point of information. Go ahead, Nia.
It's now 10:04. We should be adjourning to executive session.
Actually, I had stated it for 10:30 because I have noticed one of the problems is we take so long with the minutia at the front end of our agendas that we are failing to get through motions. So we don't have a lot of stuff scheduled for executive session, to my knowledge, and I was hoping that an hour would be sufficient there, so I had put on the agenda to go until 10:30 in the hope that we would get through a couple of these motions, and, you know, I'm hoping we'll chop through our agenda eventually, so if, you know. Anyway, that's what I had put on the agenda, so I hope if you don't mind not objecting, then maybe we could just go for the other 24 minutes that we have here and get through a couple of these things.
I didn't see the updated agenda. Had I seen that, then I would not have made it a point of order.
Thank you, Nia. I appreciate that. I had changed the time on there when I was putting all the motions in there and realizing the agenda was getting fatter with each passing moment. okay, thank you. Dan and Laura, so if you, neither of you have any objections, then we'll move on from there, and that's what we'll do moving forward here. I will get those committee lists to you this evening so that you can take a look at them and get back to me on your thoughts on that, okay?
Great.
So, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, so the Affiliates Committee is next. I don't believe there were motions, but I believe Heather did send me something earlier and had asked Teresa to present something. Teresa, do you have I didn't get it in time to put it into the agenda, but do you have a brief report to make from the Affiliates Task Force?
I'm sorry to say, I'm not quite prepared to do it now.
Okay, well, that's fine. You know, I mean, as long as we continue to get through things, it's not like we're not going to have another meeting in 2 weeks. So, okay, that's fine. And, you know, the committees that don't have reports ready, we're just going on to the next committee, okay? So if that's no objection to that, we'll go ahead and go to Bill Crozier with the Coordinating Committee. Bill, are you ready? We've got one motion,
yes.
I believe, pending out of there. Thank you.
Right, and I emailed all of you a little brief report yesterday around noon or morning, I guess, California time, about a coordinating committee meeting that we had on Tuesday. We do have one motion. The coordinating committee recommends that the PNB have its next in-person meeting on Friday, August 26th, through Monday, August 29th, in Washington, D.C. It was approved with a 6-vote yes and 1 no vote. Note that this will be a 4-day meeting to allow us to get more done since it's been so long since we've had an in-person meeting and we don't seem to get too well through the agenda on these meetings. Today is a good example. After checking, we realized that airfares are usually considerably less on Monday instead of Sunday. So having a 4-day meeting instead of 3-day would actually save us quite a bit on airfare. The reason for late August well, first, to not delay having an in-person meeting any longer, was that the it seems to be a less expensive time to visit D.C., to travel there. It's hot, and I'm told that people don't usually go there that much for vacations in late August.
I'm waiting for him to a link to a show.
I'm sorry. Whomever is speaking about a show, we can hear you, so please
okay.
mute your phone.
And I'll be brief. I'm just kind of motivating it. And then also, the there was discussion about approving the budgets, and it was pointed out that many of the budgets we've been approving have been by phone, and that we don't really need to be there in person to approve the budgets. We can do that whenever they come up, hopefully in September. But even if we schedule a meeting in September, we can't be assured that all the budgets would be ready then. So this is mostly to the objectives are to reduce expenses, minimize them, and we'll still be looking at even less, you know, ways of minimizing hotel costs and food as much as possible, and as well as getting work done, though, and not having to be worried about holding the phone up to our ear for hours and hours with background noise and all this other stuff.
Thank you, Bill. And is there a discussion on this?
This is Lydia.
What was the date, again, proposed date?
Proposed date, I believe it's on the agenda, but it's Friday, August 26th. Will be the first day of the meeting, and then the last day would be Monday, August 29th. So there's 4 days instead of 3 days.
Right. Thank you.
And Ken to the back.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, so we have Lydia and then Ken.
And Dan, please.
And Dan.
Yeah, that was Andrea.
And Andrea, did you want to be on the stack?
No, I just spoke.
You were getting the points of information.
Thank you, Lydia.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Thank
You're
you.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia, please.
Yes, I want to have a substitute motion. This is the motion that I noticed at the last meeting, which was my previous motion. Unfortunately, because of the drilling, it will disturb if I go into the room where my computer is. But Marcel, I know, sent out the motion, and someone can read it if they want. Well, look it up while I motivate it. Although I really believe, since I also sit on the coordinating committee, that there was progress made by adding the fourth day, by having Monday, those savings, or the estimated savings, are still considerably less than having a second meeting. The August proposal, even though they don't specify they want an October meeting, but it's basically Kathy's motion minus the October meeting, and there would still be time to have that October meeting, and they don't have a commitment in there saying this would be our final meeting, and that's the crux of this, is to only have one more meeting. Not only do we all still have, according to the CFO's report last month, that we wouldn't have enough cash on hand to pay for the third payroll that will be due this summer.
Lydia, if I may, before you begin debate, you need to get a second on substituting a motion. So do you want to just go ahead and do that, please?
Second.
Okay, is that Campbell?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Trace for the stack.
One moment.
This is Ken. I'd like to put a substitute motion on the substitute motion. Because if we can just jump on a motion before we discuss it and make a substitute motion, I want to do that. I jump on the substitute motion and say I want to substitute Bill Crozier's motion for Lydia's substitute motion. Anybody want to second that?
Okay.
Okay.
We could play leapfrog all day. This committee has a right to debate and discuss motions.
Okay.
And it can't just be cut off because somebody jumps in and says, I make a substitute motion. We have a right to discuss the motion. And Bill's motion was not even seconded. So Lydia's substitute motion is illegal.
Okay.
It came from committee. Doesn't require a second.
It doesn't require a second, but before Lydia can begin to expound on why she's substituting, it needs to be voted on whether to accept it or not. So, Yes, okay, so.
Are we going to vote on whether or not to have a substitute motion before we vote on the substitute motion?
Yes.
That is a requirement.
Yes. After a main motion has been made and before the query, yes. So, anyway, she's gotten a second. And let's see there. So first we have to go ahead and vote on whether you're completely replacing it with an entirely different motion. So we have to decide on whether to go ahead and,
Point of information.
Yes.
It's appropriate under Roberts to discuss both the substitute and the original.
Right.
Both are in order. You can discuss either one right now, or both of them.
Yeah, that's
right. We're actually comparing them.
Okay.
Alex on the stack.
Okay. I was not finished when Ken interrupted.
Okay, well, we should have gotten a second, though, before you had begun to expound on the motion. Go ahead, Lydia.
So my next point is that we are far more likely to have budgets ready to be approved in September, which need to be approved in September, have historically, prior to the recent board majority, were approved in September prior to the new fiscal year. Excuse me, I have a cold. And then my other concern is that if we have a second meeting, is that we're going to have to put two meetings at least, one to two meetings on the credit cards in terms of the hotels and so forth. When we had our report in April, we saw that that was still substantial, no clarity as to whether we're interested on those credit cards. So I think that we should support the September meeting. I would be open to the two elements, and I believe some folks would be happy to make the amendments to have a fourth day and to return on Monday. Thank you.
This is Tracy for the stack.
Okay.
Marcel, I'd like to make a friendly amendment to the motion.
There actually aren't any friendly amendments in Roberts, Marcel, in all kindness. would you like to be on the stack, though, so that you can be heard?
Absolutely. She can make an amendment.
She can make an amendment.
Make an amendment.
Okay. All right. Well,
you're just being friendly.
Yes, you're being friendly. Okay. What is your amendment? Okay.
I originally wanted this to be a four-day meeting anyway. And I think that instead of Thursday the 22nd, it would be for Monday the 26th.
This is for the September motion, correct?
Absolutely. The September motion.
So you're asking
Monday, September 26th.
Okay.
Adding a fourth day.
Thank you. Is there a second on that?
Excuse me.
Second.
Okay. Okay. Can
you hear me,
Summer? I heard you, Nia. Tracy, then Alex.
Yeah, a couple of things. I'm going to clarify what happened in the coordinating committee meeting and the original text of the motion. This is, of course, all available on the audio. Kate, because it's being rather severely misrepresented here. The motion, which was originally introduced by me, was to have one in-person meeting at the end of August in D.C., and then to have some video web conferencing follow-up meetings for the rest of the year. The statement that the motion was not confined to one meeting and is actually a secret ploy to have two meetings can be disproved by anyone listening to the audio and is frankly not being offered in good faith. What happened is that the motion was divided because people felt that the coordinating committee didn't have enough information yet about what video web conferencing would cost and how practical it was for us, and they therefore wanted to finalize that when we had a bit more information at the next meeting. The decision that you're making is whether to have an in-person meeting in Washington at the end of August or to have it at the end of September. We looked up airline fares. We looked up hotel fares. They are 30 to 40% higher from August to September. The end of August is not tourist season in Washington. September is. If we are trying to hold meetings economically, if we are concerned about money, it is far more sensible to have a four-day meeting in August than it is in September. And again, we went into great detail about this in a two-hour conversation at the coordinating committee. That's what happened. And again, you know, having sat through, I wasn't there for the whole thing, but what I presume was a two-and-a-half-hour meeting and having the vast majority of the committee, there was only one dissenting vote, agree on a motion, it would be nice to see it treated with a little bit more respect by the PNB and to have it immediately substituted by the one dissenting vote from the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Tracy, can you put me at the end, Summer, at the end of the stack after others have spoken once? Thank you.
And Alex and... And did Ken want to be heard on this? No. Okay, Alex, and I want to be heard on this, but I'll have to hand off the chair, so I don't know. Go ahead.
I support the coordinating committee motion. I, for one, am really getting tired of seeing motions that committee members have worked hard to craft and did research on getting hijacked by last-minute substitutes. We should have a little bit more respect for the people who work in our committee. And on top of all of that, I think it's a superior motion for the simple fact that whether we have one more meeting this year or not, at least we're not openly putting in a resolution that we're going to defy the bylaws and have so many meetings this year. There's no reason to put that into a resolution. So let's go with the coordinating committee motion and let's stop all this nonsense and stop wasting time on this stuff.
And Ken to the stack.
I'm after Lydia.
Because
and, you know, and I'm actually reading on page 110 of Roberts, section 25, if the general problem posed by a main motion might be better dealt with by an alternative measure that cannot conveniently be proposed as an amendment in the form of a substitute, meaning something which doesn't substantially change it, a member speaking in debate can urge rejection of the pending main motion, saying that if it is voted down, he will offer a different main motion, which he can describe briefly. So I do think it is a problem. I mean, this was voted on rather substantially in committee, and this is basically, it is kind of jumping in front of it. So, Ken?
Summer, this is Dan. I had asked to be on the stack.
I apologize, Dan. You certainly did. I apologize. Dan, and then Ken.
Okay. So, what I'm hearing from both Tracy and Lydia is, I believe, a consensus that there will just be one meeting, one in-person meeting for the rest of the year. And if that's really the agreement, I wish we could confirm that, because my understanding is that the concern that Lydia is expressing has to do with the money. And so I was going to ask that those who think there should be two in-person meetings, address the financial aspect of that. But if no one is making that argument, then it's just a question of when it occurs. And so perhaps people could debate the date of this single meeting as to why August is better than September, why September is better than August. I'd just like to hear the arguments on the merits rather than all the procedural back and forth.
Thank you, Dan. Ken, and then Bill, and go ahead, Ken.
Yes, I just want to note that I believe the member, Lydia Brazon, requested to speak last, which I think is inappropriate. I don't know where that comes from.
I just said after everyone had a chance to speak once, is what I said.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's correct. Okay, thank you. I stand corrected on that. Yes, I support what Tracy said. The committee did all that work. They analyzed it and came up that we save money. I support what Summer said, that this substitute motion is a confluence, it's just a jumping ahead of a valid motion. It's a method of defeating and sabotaging the work of a committee where they spent 2.5 hours, seven people. They did that work, and one person disagreed, and they said, well, I'll shoot your tires out when we get to the pink group. And I think it's very rude. And I agree with Alex, and this is very, very important. I've sent emails out on this. We are charged at the PNB of following the bylaws, and it is inappropriate for us to say that we intend to violate the bylaws, because we do not intend to violate the bylaws. And it is wrong for us to say we want to violate the bylaws. If it occurs that finances at the end of the year make it impossible for us to have an extra meeting, then we may not have one. But it should not be declared in any intention to say we will have one meeting and one meeting only because we don't have any respect for the bylaws. That sets us up as a malfeasance, as a body, a board, that we're not following the bylaws. And I think that's very inappropriate. It's a way to just expose us to legal liability. We should go ahead with the motion that came out of the coordinating committee as it was stated, and I would really like an opportunity to vote that up or down.
And I'm going to go ahead and make a ruling here. I'm reading and rereading, and it really does appear to me that you know, anything to do with a substitute does should be something that is not changing the intent of a motion entirely. And it really does say quite clearly here that if the general problem posed by a main motion might be better dealt with by an alternative measure that cannot conveniently be proposed as an amendment in the form of a substitute, see above, a member speaking in debate can urge rejection of the pending main motion, saying that if it is voted down, he or she will offer a different main motion, which he or she can describe briefly and which deals with the general problem in a substantially different way. Or with the same explanation, he or she may move to postpone the main motion indefinitely. If the pending motion, that would be the original main motion, is thereafter voted down or indefinitely postponed, the chair immediately recognizes this member again for the purpose of making his or her alternative motion, even if another member rises to claim the floor first and addresses the chair. I believe based on that, Lydia, it would be appropriate if you want to urge rejection of the main motion coming out of the coordinating committee. And then if that is defeated, then I will immediately recognize you to offer your alternative motion. I don't think it's appropriate that your motion be voted on first based on anything here that Roberts has to say about this, because it is an entirely different motion. It's not just, you know, a minor change of wording. So would you like to urge rejection of the main motion?
Summer, at the last meeting, I read you the section. I'll have to thumb through Roberts again, where it can be a completely different sense of what the original motion is.
I'm sorry, who is that? Is that Lydia? Well, I'm reading from...
However you want to do it, the point of the matter is that I agree with Tracy. People should listen to other committee meetings, listen to coordinating, listen to how they momentarily considered November as an alternative and then decided they couldn't get into it, so I'm not hallucinating here. And if you vote for the September motion, you cannot possibly have a second meeting. And that, those are the choices right now, is whether to have two more meetings or one more meeting at the expense of Pacifica. However, you can have...
I'm ruling that you can move to urge to vote down the main motion, urge rejection, and that you have already stated that you have an alternative motion, okay? And if the main motion fails, I will immediately come back to you to offer your alternative, because that is the appropriate order of things, actually.
Madam Chair, Teresa for the stack.
Yes, Teresa, please.
And Tracy for the stack as well.
And I was on the stack, Bill.
Bill was first. Would you like to speak first, Bill?
But I've already spoken. Is somebody else hasn't spoken? Let them go first.
Well, I think everyone, well, I don't believe Teresa's spoken on this.
Well, I'd like to hear what Bill has to say, and then I'll go.
Okay, Bill, you're up.
Okay, well, the basic idea is let's save as much money as possible and get the work done. There's a lot of work we need to do, and everybody knows we don't get a lot done on these conference calls, and we worry out people's ears and patience and keep people up late at night and all this sort of thing. And so the idea is just let's get it done. We've already reduced the cost of meetings very substantially. This will probably cost even less by doing it at the least expensive time to meet in D.C., and being able to, you know, make advance airfare reservations and everything in plenty of time for the best fares. To answer Dan's issue, we really are not making a recommendation one way or the other after this. I guess we would have the option of scheduling another in-person meeting if the PNB so decides and if it looks like the finances are adequate. But we're also looking at probably not video conferencing, because it probably will be too expensive, but other types of audio conferencing options. But we need to get some more technical details, feasibility worked out, and costs, so we can really come up with a better recommendation. My guess is if this passes, we will have at least one or more all-day audio conferences as a recommendation, or possibly another in-person meeting later in the year if the finances look okay and if there's work we need to do. But we're not making a recommendation on that right now. We're just trying to get this done in August. We haven't had an in-person meeting, remember, since February, so there's a lot of stuff we need to do.
Thank you, Bill. And
Summer, this is Dan again. Yeah. Could you put me on the stack, please?
Certainly. Okay. We're hearing background noise again, please. So, Teresa and Tracy.
Summer, can you hear me?
Yes. Is that Nia?
Yeah, because I asked to be on the stack. And I haven't spoken.
I did not hear you. I believe Teresa has not spoken either. So Teresa and then Nia, and then I'll go back to Tracy and to Dan, okay? Thank you.
This is Teresa. Several people have mentioned emphatically that only one person on the coordinating committee was opposed to this, and I have to say it's because I was not on the call. I am opposed to this for the reasons that were mentioned before, and I also do not appreciate the categorization that if you're against this motion, that you are saying that you want to violate the bylaws. We've already talked to our attorney, and he said that if somebody decided to sue because we didn't have the four meetings that were mentioned, you know, that are listed, stated in the bylaws, that he did not imagine that we would have problems with this because there are serious financial concerns. So I think it would be prudent for us to have the meeting in September as was originally suggested by Lydia Brezon. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Campbell for staff.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay. Nia and then Campbell, and I'm going to put myself on the end of the stack after Dan because I really have something to say about the financial end of this. So go ahead, Nia.
Teresa said some of what I was going to say, except for the fact that the voting on the coordinating committee, which I must admit that I voted for, and I guess I was confused. I'm so sorry about that. But I think I've said this before that if memory serves me correctly, the CFO said meeting before last we only had $60,000 to bring us through whatever, and I think we had a credit card balance of $57,000 that's already used out of a credit line of $60,000. The ED asked she asked a very good question. She said, how are we going to pay for this? So if we have the executive director of the foundation asking how are we going to pay for this, I do understand, you know, the noise and the static. I think people just need to stop doing those things, you know, just don't do it, and to have the meetings. If we cannot afford it, and there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with putting in the motion, we are acknowledging that due to exigent circumstances, why we're not having a meeting. I don't think there's any judge in this country where we have lawyers on the phone will say, well, oh, I'm still going to rule against you. You don't have any money, but because your bylaws say you should have four meetings, go ahead and have four meetings anyway, although you can't meet payroll. That makes absolutely no sense to me. So I don't understand where this money is coming from. I'd like to find that out. And like I said before, maybe if people were to pay for these meetings out of their own pocket, then they would handle the foundation's finances the way they handle their own. We just cannot afford it. It's just like you want to buy something, you know, and you don't have it. You wait a little bit. This is just for this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Nia has spoken, Campbell, and Dan, and then I'm going to hand the chair to Bill.
Thank you very much.
I was on the staff, too, Summer.
Sorry, Tracy, because you were there for a second round. So Tracy and then Dan, because Dan's also spoken once. Sorry. Thank you. So Campbell, Tracy, Dan.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I believe that I had raised the question some time ago with regard to at least recognizing the bylaws responsibility, and that's where we got a response from our general counsel in regard to that. And just the fact that we know ahead of time that our financial situation is one that would preclude us from following explicitly the requirements of the bylaws, I don't think puts us in a particular jeopardy. In fact, if anything, it puts us in a better position because we're not acting as though the bylaws don't exist. And, you know, I think that this degree of maturity and would be to our advantage. I think that it's unfortunate also that the pejorative kind of connotation had to be raised in regard to the substitute motion, and I would suggest that we may wish to consider so that the chair doesn't get tasked with a lot of thumbing back and forth through Robert's rules, that we may wish to consider having a parliamentarian a volunteer, voluntarian, who would be serving the board in the future, so that when circumstances such as this might come up, where you could look at it one way or another way, that the parliamentarian could possibly resolve this. And the parliamentarian, I would hope, would be someone who is recognized, I can't recall the name of the national organization at present, but would have qualifications by that national organization. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Kathy, for the stack, please.
Okay, and thank you, Campbell. And just to pick up on the parliamentarian issue, the chair is already working on that.
No, we're out of time.
So, Kathy, for the stack, please.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, Kathy has not spoken at all, so Kathy would go next. Go ahead, Kathy, please.
Well, I just want to call the question. Can we just vote on this?
Yes, of course. Question's been called, so I will not make any of my comments regarding costs either. We will be voting on the main motion, because really that is what I'm reading right here. It's what I read earlier, which would be to meet in August, last weekend of August, for 4 days. Bill, would you like to just go ahead and reread what the text of the motion is? It's very short.
Okay, the coordinating committee recommends that the PNB have its next in-person meeting on Friday, August 26th through Monday, August 29th in Washington, D.C.
Summer, this is Dan. I mean, the reason I was trying to get your attention is I was going to make what
amendment.
I thought would be an amendment, an appropriate amendment.
The question's been called.
I would love to, Dan. I actually really wanted to say something myself, because I've done a lot of research into the costs on this situation, but the questions were called, so I'm afraid none of us are going to get to say anything at this point. So let's see how the vote goes. Afia, could you please call the roll on a four-day meeting at the end of August in Washington?
Okay.
Thank you.
Chen Aaron, can you hear me?
Say it again.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
Did you call my
name? How do you vote?
I vote yes.
I
vote yes.
Teresa Allen?
I vote yes. Excuse me. I vote no.
Jessica Apollinar?
Can I pass?
Rodrigo Argueta? Nia Bediaco?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Lydia Brazan?
No.
Renee Bryce Laporte? Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Isia Wangaza votes yes. Kemery Orendoff? Laura Priebus?
No.
Summer Reese?
I don't vote unless there's a tie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thank you.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Jessica Apollinar?
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 noes, and no abstentions.
Okay, so the motion
failed. 8 yeses, 9 noes.
Madam Chair, this is Dan Siegel. Can I be recognized?
We're out of time, Summer, for the meeting.
Are we?
We are. Dan, is it brief?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to
move
find
to extend for 5 minutes without objection.
I'm gonna object. It's late. I think we need to go to executive session.
I don't think
we can leave without taking a date. We have a substitute on the table.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
It's to be recognized next, but if you run out of time, you have to extend time. So, there'd have to be a...
Extend time.
Call to adjourn.
Madam Chair, could I be recognized? This is Teresa.
Everyone would like to be recognized.
Everybody's going to keep getting recognized.
We're out of time.
Session motions. And, yeah, we're out of time.
There's an extension on the table. There's an objection. We're out of time.
We've had discussion on this motion.
Okay. Point of order, Summer.
Yes, who's the point of order?
This is Nia.
Hi, Nia.
Okay. As the chair, I know we're out of time, and you ruled that if this got defeated, then Lydia's substitute could be recognized. We have no, we don't even have a meeting schedule. It would seem to me that frankly, in my opinion, we only need one meeting. So it seems to me that as the chair, you need to say we need to rule on the substitute, whether it fails or not. I mean, I don't know what...
Point of order, this is dilatory.
Okay, the point is we have to have an extension of time in order to continue, okay?
And I move for an extension.
Okay, who is...
Second.
Lydia. Okay. Lydia, I heard Campbell first, so Lydia will be your second. Okay, if he had just please call the roll on, there's obviously objections to extending...
Yeah, you need to be clear about the amount of time you're extending for. Campbell,
he had requested
for 5 minutes. You need to vote that up or down.
He had requested 5 minutes.
Let's say 10 minutes.
There's an amendment.
Accepted.
It's 5 minutes is on the table. It's been seconded.
Point of information. Isn't it required to get 2/3 vote to extend time?
Oh, don't you know I'm already looking it up, okay?
Yes, 2/3.
Please.
Yes.
Yes. You need 2/3. Let's vote.
Can we just do this? I mean, this is what's causing so much difficulty. Let us just...
5 minutes. Thank
please.
You.
There's a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Afia, would you please just call the roll? Thank you.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar? Jessica, I can't hear you.
Sorry, I couldn't get the mute up. I'm right here.
How do you vote?
I'm sorry.
How do you vote?
I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry, I don't remember that we were voting. I thought we were taking roll call.
We're voting on whether to extend time by 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the vote. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't hear the vote come in about the 5 minutes. Okay. I would say yes.
Rodrigo Argueta. Nia Beriaco.
Yes, for 5 minutes.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Renee Bryce Laporte. Bill Crozier.
No, we're way over time.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes, we need to finish our business.
Timmy Orendorf. Laura Priebus.
Yes.
Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg. I can't hear you, Alex.
No.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to abstain.
You can call Summer's name.
We don't know if we have a tie.
Hi, this is Carolyn Burden. I'm so sorry to be so late, but I'm just coming on the call. I was listening online. My phone was flaky.
Did you want to vote?
Yes. Did you call my name? I'm sorry if I missed it.
Yes, Carolyn Burden.
To extend time? No. I wanted to get to the executive.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 no's.
Motion failed.
Okay, motion fails. We go to executive session. Would everyone please adjourn and dial back in? Thank you.